Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Peches, and we are on Pei Zayin and Mabez, second to last line, and we are discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said yesterday, again, there's next couple of dafim, a couple more dafim until the end of the parak. This is the last Mishnah in the second to last mission, the parak. We'll get to the last mission, Beis Hashem, later today. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf that if somebody sends their young child son, their katan son, to a chenvedi to go bring some oil, buy some oil, and he gets the oil, and on the way back the bottle breaks, so the chenvedi is responsible for everything according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, poter shamanatz kein shlacho. He sent him there in order to bring the oil. That was the Reisha. And then the Seifa says that the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the chenvedi is poter where the Slochis was biyad hatinok, where the tinok had the bottle. So the question is, what exactly is the case that we're talking about? What is the nekudas hamachlokas? What is being discussed? So the Gemara said first, in the name of Rav Boshia, maybe we're talking about a case where the balabayas is a slochios, a bottle seller, and that didn't work. So the Gemara said, maybe it's the opposite. Rabbi and Rav Yosef say, maybe the chenvani is a mocher slochios, and that didn't work. So now we're up to number three, second to last line on the Amud. Ela baya bar avid, Reb Chanina bar Avin, da Amri Travaya. Both of them say, no, we're talking about a new case. The Rashbam says on the second line, second to last line, lo tukma, lo bechenvani mocher tzlochis, v'lo bebalabayis mocher tzlochis. Right, we're not talking about either one who is a seller of bottles, but we're talking about, continuing the Rashbam, bitzlochis hamiyuchedes lamida askinan. We're talking about a measuring bottle. V'natla chenvadi miatinok lamudbo letzorech hatinok. And we'll see that the case is where the chenvedi took the bottle from the tinok in order to measure into it. The afagav. Again, this is all getting ready for the Rashba, getting ready for the Gemara. The afagav da aveda midasi. Even though this is an aveda midasi that we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, an active, conscious, basically halachically throwing something away, an aveda midas. Kivan, but on the part of the father giving it to the child, but kivan did not shenotla. But the second that the chenvani takes it, even though the father did an aveda midas, once the chenvani takes it, so then nischayev b'shmirasa, he is obligated in the shmira of the item achiyachziyena liyadosh abalabai, so he gives it back to an appropriate address. This could be where hinting to what the Rambam got it from yesterday. Also, the Rambam about aveda midas is not a total hefker. Right, it's just a allowance not to have to return it. So maybe that also could be hinted to in this Gemara, that if I take it from the katan, so that I have a chiyuv hashava. Right, if it was just hefker, then I wouldn't even have a chiyuv hashava. But either way, that's all background. So what's the answer? Abaya and Rabbi Chanina bar Avin say, hachamay askinan, goshenat lo lamud ba. So the child took it. So if the chedvani wouldn't have done anything, he wouldn't have taken the slochis, he would be pater. The issue is, though, that he took it in order to measure the oil into to then give it back. So now he took it, so he has to do a chiyuv hashava. If he doesn't do a chiyuv hashava, so then that's why he's responsible. Why does he have to do a chiyuv hashava? Ukid de Rabba. As Rabba said, as we had back in Maseches Bava Metzia, Da'amar Rabba, Rabba said, Hi chisha nischayev ba. What was that talking about? That was talking about one of the Peturei Meshive Aveda. Remember that they are based on psukim. There were certain people that did not have to do Hashavas Aveda. Maybe Zakein ve'eino l'chvikvodo. It's beneath the Zakein's kavod. So he doesn't have to. But Rabba said, the second that the Zakein does get involved with the Aveda, so then he's stuck, so to speak, and he has to continue and return it. That's Hichisha, right? Rashbam on the fourth line. Hichisha b'makel. There was an animal that was lost, and the Zake takes a stick and hits it, and it goes in a certain way. So the second that he starts that, the Avo b'shino chayev lachzira. Kimash Hichisha nischayev. Once he started the process, once he took it, now he has to do a chayev hashava. The Gemara is comparing that to our case, where the second that the chenvedi didn't have to take it, because it's not his, it's an aveda midas. But the second that the chenvani takes it, so then he has a chiyuv hashava on it. If we look in the Mordechai, right here on this Gemara, the Mordechai expands on the comparison between the two. His question is, what's the comparison? One case you're talking about the Peturim, the ones that are exempt from returning lost items. Here we're talking about somebody who's buying something and selling something. How could the Gemara compare the two? So the Mordechai says, in terms of being exempt from something and then doing something to make you obligated in it, on that level they're comparable. Says the Mordechai, here, this is Kuf, let's say Tav Kuf Samach Dalet, says the Mordechai, V'hashta Maisi Shapir, Mi'echisha V'nishayeva, D'chi Heichi D'hasam, just like over there, Afagav D'lo Mechayev Zaken, Mikame D'limti L'yadei, just like, even though the case that the Zaken, he's not chayv until he gets to his hand. Afilu hachi basar dechisha v'hischuba gomra. But once he does get involved, he has to finish the process. Hachanami b'tzlochis. Avagav demeikar alo machayev shum adam. At the first, before the anybody takes it from the child, nobody's chayv in anything. Kol kama dahav yibiatino mishum daaveda midasi mikol makam mechimatia liana tichenvani mechayev ba. So in that regard, yes, it's different cases, but in a more general sense, there's an exemption until the person gets involved, and then they have to finish the job. If we remember back from Bar Mitzia, what was the svara? Was there a svara for once he gets involved? I'm a zaken v'enel v'kvodi. So I start. Why does that make it even worse? So if you remember Rashi there in Maseches Bava Metzia, Rashi says that kibbutz hischa b'mitzvah. Two words. Once he was maschil on the mitzvah, so then he has a chiyuv to finish the mitzvah. Based on hamaschil b'mitzvah, omrim lo gemar. Right, kind of the what we know from Rashi on Chumash, hamaschil b'mitzvah. Right, the Rashi on kol hamitzvah, ein hamitzvah nikra ela misha gomer. The pasuk in Parshas Ekev. But that's what Rashi says in Bava Metzia on Daf Lamed Beis. I'll just read it. Just two words, all the way on top. He says hoel v'hischil. Since he started, that's the Rashi. If you look in the Nemukah Yosef there in Bava Metzia, he quotes Rashi and says, based on this Rashi, you should say this by any mitzvah, by any item, not just an animal. Why is that important? Let's keep reading the Gemara for a second. Why does the Gemara reject this? Says the Gemara, Eimer, second line, Eimer, Dama, Rabba, 1 second. How could you apply Rabba to our case? Comparing it to the case of the Chenvani. When does Rabba say what he says? Eimer, Dama, Rabba, Bebali Chayim. Only by animals. To ankantinu nigra viryasa. Because once you lead an animal, and once an animal gets used to not going back to its original owner, it's going down a different path, it's used to the wild, it's harder to come back. That's why once you get involved, you have to finish the job. Right? Rashbam says, halakicha b'sios chitzonios, klomar hirgila levrach v'leilach lemirachok, u'mishamachi nischayev ba. Right, once you get involved in an animal, that affects the animal, and therefore you have to finish the job. Back to the Gemara, ki agavna miyamar, but would you say it by a bottle? Right, would you say it by tzlochis? And therefore, says the Gemara, that number three suggestion for the pshat of the Mishnah is also rejected before we go to a fourth. Based on those few lines, it sounds like Rab is limited to animals. But then Muki Yosef there in Bava Metzia says, but based on that Rashi of hamaschil b'mitzvah, you should say it should apply to any lost item. Hamaschil b'mitzvah, you didn't have to do this mitzvah. But once you started doing the mitzvah, so then you have to continue and finish it. So that is what the Nemuk Yosef at least thinks misvar. If you look in the Rambam in Ilchas Gzela is unclear, or maybe it is clear. There's a machlokes. In Pshat of the Rambam, does the Rambam agree with Pashas of Rashi, which would mean all, or Pashas of the Gemara, which would mean just animals? The Rambam gives the example of an animal, but is that just an example, or is that a limitation? The Rambam here in Hilchas Gzela, Yud Aleph Yud Dalet, three halachas after the one we read yesterday, but Aved Midas. The Rambam says, V'chein, Immatza Behema V'hichisha, Nischayev Lihitapel Ba'ulahachzira, Afapish Eina Levikvodo, Shaharei Hischel B'mitzvah. So he quotes the animal example, but he also quotes Rashi Svara of Hischel B'mitzvah. Right, so should that be limited or not? And then he quotes on the bottom, Hagos Amanios, V'chein Pirish Rashi. So to Rashi is Hischel B'mitzvah. Aval Ri Pirish Hatami Shum Da'an Keti Nagri B'ryasa V'chein Muchach B'perak Asvina. Right, the Hagos Amanios here points out that according to our Gemara, the Pashas would not be limited to animal, would be limited to animals, even though Rashi and the Rashbam both say it's limited to Hischel B'mitzvah. And the Kesef Mishnah here assumes that it's limited to animals. He doesn't focus on Hischel B'mitzvah. He says, Ulafize dafka behema, de shayach b'hai taima, have dina hachi, avokalim de lo shayach b'hu hai taima, avobish hischel yachol hanicham. And then he quotes the Nemuki Yosef, and he says, so what do you do with the Rambam's pshat since he gave the svarav b'di yahiv, mishe hischel b'mitzvah? So he says, venira li, you could still understand it as limited. Dibibehema dafka ka'amar Rabbeinu. The hischil b'mitzvah to ka'amar hachi perusho. Hischil b'mitzvahs hashava. Vimlo yigmarena hari nimsha chezek labal aveda dar katiru nagri b'ryasa. You have to read it all together. He was maschil b'mitzvah, and if he doesn't do, if he doesn't continue the mitzvah, he's going to cause damage. Meaning, if he wouldn't cause damage, that even if hischil b'mitzvah, there wouldn't be such pressure for him to finish the mitzvah. The Ketzer Mishnah is understanding the Rambam not as a general, hamaschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. Once you started, you should finish it, but if you started and now it's going to cause problems more than it would have caused had you not gotten involved, so that's where you have to finish it. So again, the Ketzer Mishnah re-understands the pashtus of the phrase hischil b'mitzvah because of the Rambam's limitations of animals, and because of the pashtus of our Gemara that Rabbah should be limited to animals. If you look at the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands this in Reish Samach Gimel, where he discusses this Gemara, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and then we'll continue, V'yirali, dibibale chayim, maybe there's a chilik. It applies to both animals and non-animals, but there's a distinction. Dibibale chayim, afilo lo haisa kavana sol hashiva. By animals, even if your kavana was not to return it, kivan shehiziza mimkoma chayiv lahachzira. Once you touched it, you have to return it because of the damage that could be ensue because of your actions. Ubishare dvarim eino chayev zula samayidai tola hashava. By other items, so then only if you had kavana to return it, that's where the hamaschil b'mitzvah kicks in. V'tayim haraba ikabazen. There's a big reason to distinguish like this. To atora lo patarto rak milav to lo tucha lehisalein. The Torah only patterned you from the Isser of don't look away. The Torah says you could look away if you're a Zakein. V'zehalav u'kushalo hischal adayin. But that's only where you didn't start. Once you were not misalim, then you have the Isser of lo su'chal hisalim. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it. U'misha hischal bad is chayav ba'aseh ta'ashet ha'shiveim u'mizelo patraso ha'Torah. Once you started, the aseh kicks in, and the Torah never patterned you from the aseh, and therefore you have to return it, but that's why there's a chilek between the animals and non-animals. Okay, hamaschil b'mitzvah also is a very large topic. Just to mention, maybe we haven't mentioned this in a long time. I don't know if we touch on this, but just if one has never gone through it, it's classic. It'll take a few minutes, or maybe even more than a few minutes. If you look in the Chayi Adam in Klal Samaches, we mentioned that after the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch was pretty elaborate with all the Nosei Kalim for the average Balabayas, the average simple Jew. So for the hundreds of years after the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kalim were written, there were shortened versions of codes of Jewish law. So we have the Chayei Adam in the 1700s, we have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the 1800s, we have the Mishnah Berurah in the 1900s, right? Shortened, so we don't have to go back to the classic texts. Not that we have to, we should. That would be the best way to learn it. But either way, the Chayei Adam, in Klal Samaches, he has a klal called Din Tznaim Shetzarech Lihizahir B'chol Mitzvah U'Mitzvah. Besides all the regular halachas of Aruch Chaim, and Yaradeya he puts in there, he has Klali HaMitzvahs. Since Simon Samaches, Sif Alav is about Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. And then Sif Bey, Shlotei Mitzvah Bezuya Alav. Gimel, Ein Osen Mitzvahs Chavilos. Ha'osik Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvahs, Reza Magdim in the Mitzvahs. All the principles that have to do with general mitzvos. That's what he lists off, and he goes through some of the details of those. So if we look there in Os Ches, the Chayei Adam says, She'ya'ase kol ha'mitzvah v'lo miksasa. Do the whole mitzvah, not just part of it. Kiddichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Ekev, kol ha'mitzvah. Tishmurun lasos, Pirish Rashi, B'shem HaMedrash, Imischalta mitzvah, Gemarota. V'yomer chazal ha'maschal b'mitzvah, Veino gomra, Kover ishto ubanav, Kidmatzinu b'Yehuda, She'ischal b'mitzvah, Batzalas Yosef, V'lo gomra. Mikal makam emnenas, V'lo gomra, Ma'al avakasiv, Ki'ilu gomra. And then he continues, Sarach she'yachavein, and if you do what Barovan Hajus Melech, Hasimcha gedola b'mitzvah. The simcha that you have to have with a mitzvah. Upirish harizal, quotes the Chayei Adam. This is Os Yud Gimel. Shezeh shekasuv tachat asher lo avata, Hashem lokech b'simcha v'tuv leivav meirov kol. Ratzol amar shelo simachta ba'avoda yoser mi'ilu matzasa rov kol ta'anugim ba'avanim tovos u'margolius. V'yamrina el mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. We have to have more simcha by doing a mitzvah than we would if we win the lottery. Imagine if we'd all win $10 million. We'd be pretty happy. Do we have that simcha putting on tefillin every morning? Says the Chayei Adam. That's what we have to try to feel. And then he goes through, she'yimatir mitzapim masayavo, when you can do a mitzvah b'chinam, b'chulu, all this beautiful, item. Just to read one more. Kol mitzvah she'ein lo doresh, ve'ein mi she'yivakesh ota, tidrashena. If nobody's doing a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. Lefishi kemes mitzvah, shaha mitzvah mekatreges ve'omeres, kama gerua anochi, shenisalamti mikol v'kol. Right? Nobody's doing me. Who is he quoting here? The Sefer Chassidim. We like to quote that Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kofei about mesechtes that people don't learn, areas of halacha that people don't learn. But that is the Chayadam here in Klal Samaches. It's a classic. It's a classic source, the whole Simen. If you look in the, there's a whole Sefer, Nasiach B'chukecha. It's put out by Rabbi Leibowitz, Avram Leibowitz from California. So he goes through, he has footnotes and pages on each of these klalim, each of these klali ha-mitzvah. He has the Chai Adam on top, and he has footnotes on the bottom, and he goes through a couple of the klalim that the Chai Adam did not talk about. Asi Docholos, Asi, and Spaltosev and Baltigra, other klalim that he adds in. Beautiful Sefer. Okay, let's continue. That all has to do with the Rashi and the Rambam that mention Hamaskel b'mitzvah. We continue, fourth line. Ella Amar Rava. So, Ella, new answer, a fourth shot to why the Mishnah has the distinction. Again, remember the case of the Mishnah. The father sent the son to go bring some oil, and he came back, and it broke on the way back, and the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, who's going to be responsible? And in the Seifa, the case is where the Slochas is in the hands of the Tinok, so for sure the Chedvari is Pater. So, Ella Amar Rava, Ani, Varisha, Bechabura, Targaminu. I and the lion in the group were explained. Umana, who is the lion, Rabbi Zera? Hachamayaskinan, Goshenatla Lamud Ba La'acherim. The Chenvani took it, but not to measure for him, for the child and the father themselves, but to use it for other people. Lamud Ba La'acherim. He happened to be in the store. Oh, can I borrow that for a minute? Lamud Ba La'acherim, Ubishol Shalomidas Kamiflagi. And the machlokas is about shol shlomidas. If somebody borrows without permission, what status does he have? Mar savar shol have, umar savar gazlan have. That's the machlokas. The Tanakhama says the chenvani is chayiv because he has the status of a gazlan. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's not going to be chayiv. He has the status of a shoel, and therefore that is what the machlokas is. Says the Ritva, it doesn't mean shoel for. When we say shol shlomidas is a shoel, doesn't mean that you're a shoel for all halachas of shoel. It means that you were allowed to use it. But let's say the language, the nafkamina that he brings in is, what about the patur of mesa machmas malacha? Right, what about shoel is always chayev? You're not going to be patur of mesa machmas malacha. Right, that patur, you're a shoel, but you're going to be chayev, for you're going to be responsible for it. Mesa machmas malacha, what's the svara for mesa machmas malacha? The Gemara says, elsewhere, back in Bamitzia, well, you think I borrowed it just to hold in my yard and not use it? No, I obviously borrowed it to use. So that was an understanding of the Sheila. Here, there wasn't really a Sheila. You have the status of a Shoel, but there wasn't really a Maisa Sheila. And therefore, says the Ritva, Mikomakom chayifu nishbra afilu machmas malacha, deleka lameimar baha lavlu kmo bekilti sheilte. You weren't Shoelit. There wasn't an understanding of the Mashiel. So we might give you the status of a Shoel for certain halachas, meaning that the second that you take it, you're not going to be called a gazlan, but you're not going to have all the halachas of a Shoel. That's an important line of the Ritva. We discussed this at length in Bar Mitzvah. Certain types of people that have the status of a gazlan might not be fully a gazlan. People that might have the status of a shoel might not be fully a shoel. Right? So this is an example of a shoel shlomidas as a shoel, but not fully a shoel. The Ritva here continues. Once we have the Ritva open, v'kiva de kaimalon kirabanan de amridan hacha de shoel shlomidas gazlan have Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. Since we hold like the Rabbanan that a shoel shlomidas is a gazlan, or the Tanakama nire. Listen to this line. We read, "She'aser la'adam la'haniach tefillin o lehisatif petaliso shel chaveru shelo midaito." Says the Ritva, one cannot take somebody's talis and tefillin without their permission. We pass like the Rabbanan. Shol shlomidas is a gazlan. That's what he says. That's what we would say. Aval. Then he quotes that from the Demuki Yosef. Also says that. But this is the Shach discusses this in Yoredeya in Simon Ayin Beis. Ava, the Ritva continues, Mori Nero Omer, the Dvar Mitzvah, Shiny. The Nichalei Le'inish Telev, the Mitzvah B'mamone. Shoel Shlomidas is a gazlan. question is shiny mitzvah? Is a person happy that the mitzvahs are being done with his property? Like we had the beginning of Psachim discusses this. That's what the Ritva quotes. That's what the Ritva quotes here. The Ritva also in Bar Metzia, Daf Chavtes also says, Kamash Malan, Dibaha, Kibadika Kpeda, Lakilkol HaSefer, there he's spoken about using other people's Svarim, Loni Chale, people are makwit about the Kilkol of Svarim, Avo Bemidi Deleka Shum Chash Kilkol, Vada Yachol Lishol, Shalom Midas Bailam, Lameven Mitzvah. But if there's no Chash Kilkol, you give it back as the normal usage, gives it back as it normally was, then of course, we would say, says the Ritva, this is in Bar Metzia Chavtes, Nichale Lameven Mitzvah B'mamone, Kigon in Matzah Talos or Tfilin Shal Chaveru Vesak Nasses V'Chayotzei Bo Roy Lanicham Sham U'Lachzir Lam Koman V'Lo Chashev Gazlan Kisheshol Shalom Midas. So the Ritva only quotes that daya in Bavet. See, here he quotes two dayas. He quotes, you might say it's Aser, but my Rebbe says it is a Mutter. That's the Ritva. The Ritva's discussion that is brought up. Right, Mr. Brewer discusses this also in Hilchas Tfilin in Simin Chafei. He's Mako. In the Simin Chaf Hei Sif Katan Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah said, based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Aval Aminia Mutar Levarech Al Tefillin Sheulin V'lo Al Gzulin." That's the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to make a bracha on borrowed tefillin, not stolen tefillin. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'afilu B'shol Shalom Idas Mutar Tenichalei Linish the Ma'avinisa Bamone Rak Sheyakaplein Kibarishona." Fold it the same way. Sometimes when we lend out our tefillin or our talis and we open it, we're like, oh, somebody borrowed it yesterday, right? It's not on the lines that I usually do. We have to try to give it back the same way that we got it. V'lo yotziyim mimkomo harishon, and also don't take it to a different place. Kimo betalis delel ayin sham, right? And not by gzela, it's a mitzvah b'avera, even after yeush, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yafilu b'diyavid lo kiyem mitzvah tefillin, and he continues. But that's Tfilin and Shulin versus Gzulin. Interesting line in the Sitz Eliezer. Rav Waldenberg has a tshuva about this in Chelek Yud Beis Simin Zayin. He's talking about, might be a little different, Chole Hanichnas LeBeis HaKnesses LeHispalel. Someone who's sick. Umotze talus utfilin munachim ala shulchan. Shenikar sheim shal yachid. Imutulo lekachtam ulanichem shalomidaz bayalim. That's the Shiloh. So he quotes this whole discussion that we've just had, and then he says, maybe a chola is different. Even though logically, if you ask anybody, could sickness and disease pass through talis and tefillin? No. But you know what? Emotionally, people don't always think that way. And if somebody knows that, you know, you have strep, I don't want you wearing my tefillin. Maybe you'll cough on my talis, and then you'll go on me, right? We might think, people might think like totally irrational and illogical. I'm not saying that isn't. I'm just giving an example where people might, somebody's coughing all over the place and then, you know, you want to borrow my talis. So, as the Tzitz Eliezer says, I'm not so sure, A, by somebody who's sick. And number two, he says, maybe there's a difference between talis and tefillin. Maybe people are more makbid about their tefillin than about their talis. Tefillin, the knots, even if they don't change the knots, maybe it gets a little stretched, maybe it goes more directly on the skin than a talus does. And number three, maybe there's a difference between the summer and the winter. Maybe there's a difference between whether it's a perspiration time of year or versus not. So he is not so sure, especially in terms of the tefillin in the summer for a sick person. Right, those three conditions. I'm not so sure, he says, whether that would be okay. Yesh harbe, I'll read the line. Yeshnam harbe b'nei adam, shehema me'od mi'unogim b'kesher lazeh, lachzor lehizatev v'lobotma shehizatev v'lovesh chaveiro. V'cheinu menashkem atzitzes, especially those, if you kiss your tzitzes and tefillin, you get saliva. I don't want your saliva, right? One might say, "Menashka matzitzes b'shas levisho b'kriyishma v'nidbak mizem meriri hapet aleihem uverprabi me'akayit subyamim chamim shemizim harbe v'ivkach adavar yatzalos chor b'efseido." So he goes through, like we said before, if there's a hezek. So that's why it's not so clear. But again, if one has to know the situation, and these are just some of the issues that are brought up. Okay, one final point. And that is, maybe we'll just mention it quickly, and at the end, if there's time, we'll come back. Shor Shlomi Das is called a Gazlan, not called a Ganav. Right? It's also interesting. So all of those quasi Gazlanim, Shor Shlomi Das, Hakofer Bipikadon, or the other ones that are mentioned in Hilchas Gzela, they're all Gazlanim, not Ganavim. Right, we've discussed that in the past also. There's no real Maisa, Geneva, or Gzela, and maybe that's why it points to Gzela and not Geneva. Maybe we'll see at the end if we have time to review that. But now we continue. Gufa, says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. So we finally have an answer that's accepted to explain the Mishnah. Now we're going to go back to Shmuel, who we quoted along the way on yesterday's daf. Amar Shmuel, Hanota kli min uman levakro vine enas biyado. If somebody takes a kli from an uman to check it out, to look, possibly he's going to buy it, vine enas biyado, and something happened while he had it, and ones chayiv, because the second that he takes it with the potential to buy it, so he's responsible. Vahani milihu dekitzi dameha. But here we have a limitation, only if it has a fixed price. If it has a fixed price, then memela, I'm not going to have to do any other kinyan on this. Right? If I like it, I'm going to keep it. So, fixed price, that's when Shmuel says his din. The Rashbam here quotes the Gemara in Adarim, another limitation, only if there's a high demand for this item. If there's a high demand for the item, third wide line of the Rashbam, Ubidavar shelokhin koftsin alav, where there's a high demand for his. De'ein hana'a lamocher bilakichaso shelzeh. The harbe yimsa kofsim. There's no specific hanah for the mocher that you're taking this. I can sell it to anybody. Umishum dahana also shalokeachi havile halokeach kishoel olav umachayev ba'onse. Right, because you're the one that's getting something out of this. You, the potential lokeach. That's why we say that you were kona it and an ones would kick in. Good. Continue back to the Gemara. Hahu gavra da'ol lebei tavcha. A person went into a butcher shop. Agva atma debisra. He picked up a piece of meat. Agva, as he's holding the meat, asa pirisha mirba mine. A horseman rides by and quickly rips the meat out of the person's hand and drives off. So Rav Yemar comes and he says, oh, you're chayv, sorry, this is like Shmuel's din. You picked it up to inspect it in order to buy it. It's a fixed price. People want this meat, so you are going to be chayv to pay. As we said, it's only if it had a fixed price. The Rashbam also, I didn't finish reading that Rashbam, the end of the fourth wide line, quotes the Brisa that's quoted there in Nedarim, ne'ensu bahalicha chayev, b'chazara pater, right, if it's ne'enas on the way, on going, right, we mentioned chayev, b'chazara pater, v'neshu k'nosei sachar, v'nir b'enai delav dafka nosei sachar, right there says nosei sachar, and here says chayev enonsen. So it's not dafka nosei sachar, right, it really just means that you are responsible and you are a real buyer and owner at the time. Okay, third story. First wide line. Hogar the IC Kare La Pumnara. Somebody brought gourds to Pumnara. Also Kulyama Shakal Karakra. Right? To everybody started to take the gourds. Amalahu, he realized he doesn't know all these people are. Everybody starts to take these gourds. He feels a little doesn't know what to do. So Harehe Mukdashan Lashamayim. He says to them, you know what? They're all hektish. They're all hektish. He didn't know who was taken from him. Was he going to get his money back? So he just is under pressure and he's very agitated. So he says, they're all hektish. Also, the commander of Kahana, and they all came in front of Kahana and said, is he allowed to do that? Omer lehu, ein adam makdish davar sheino shalo. Sorry, it's already not yours. Based on Shmuel, these potential buyers already have it, and therefore, ein adam makdish davar sheino shalo. Vani milu dekitzi dameha. Again, only if there is a fixed price. Avalo kitzi damayu, but if it's not a fixed price, birishus marayu kaimi, then it's still considered in the rishus and the original owner, vishaper akdish, and it still belongs to the makdish. Good. The Rashbam here points out, this is not like a gazlan. Right, we know from Perak Meruba, Gazav alone is Yashua Bailim, Rabbi Yochanan's din, Shneim Adam Yecholim Hakdisho. If somebody steals something and the owner did not have Yeish yet, then neither of them can be Makdashit. Zelafi Sheino Shalov, Zelafi Sheino Rishuso. The Gazlan, it's not his. And the owner, it's not in his Rishus. So neither of them. But here, you don't have that. You don't say, it's neither of theirs. No, this is better. Because here, he picked it up to own it. And therefore, he has more rights to it. Right? He says, "De lo dami la gazlan," quoting the Gemara Baba Kama Samaches. "De hacha lava daiti la migzal shaklinu." He didn't take it in order to steal. Elo liknosan. He picked it up to buy. The kiva de lo kitzi damayu. So if there wasn't a kitzitz damim, right? What is the Rashbam bothered by? He's not bothered by why the original hakdasha didn't work. He's bothered by why does the if it did not have a fixed price, why did the hakdasha work? it wasn't in his possession? The answer is because when the potential buyer picked it up, he picked it up potentially to buy. If he decides not to buy it, then it was never his. And therefore he's not a gazlon, and he wasn't a bailim, and therefore he's kind of like a shomer. And we know by a shomer, kal hecha de isa, be'gazadra, de mari isa. Wherever it is, it's in the rishus of the owner. Right? A mafkid is allowed to, makdish. It's just a nigzal can't be makdish. And therefore, says the Rashbam, this is better, and therefore it's automatically hektish if there wasn't ksisas damim, right? Shaper akdish, it goes, automatically. Good. We continue. Tana Rabbanan, Halokech, Yerach ben Ashok, Ubirevenich, Abil Kalayim Kulo. I'm in the marketplace. I'm looking at vegetables. I'm trying to see which ones I'm going to buy. So in all those cases, Lokana. Why? Because we assume by vegetables, you're picking it up to inspect and you're not going to be kona it, when you first pick it up. And based on that also, Volonis Chayev and Meiser, because it's not yours, so you're not Chayev in Meiser yet, right? You didn't have Kavana except to be Mevare, the good ones. But you didn't have Kavana to be Kona yet. Gomar Balibo Lignosa, but once you decide to be Kona it, Kanavin is Chayev and Meiser. Right? But once you decide to be Kona it, then it's yours, and you can't give it back, because now it's Tevel. Right now it has the chiyuv of Meiser, and if you give it back, you're being giving something mitachas yadcha she'eno misukan. You're giving something that is tevel, that is not allowed to be eaten without taking off chumas and Meiseris, and therefore you're stuck. Right, kanav nischayv b'meiser lach zero yafshar. You can't be machzirit shekvar nischayv b'meiser because it would already have a chiyuv in Meiser, and you wouldn't be able to give it back. As the Rashbam here quotes, chaver in emotzi mitachas yado davar she'in emesukan ula asro yafshar. And also, you can't just be maaserit before you give it back. Why shekvar mafchison bedamim? Because then you're giving back less than what you just took, and it's not yours yet. So you're stuck. So what do you do in this case? Right? First of all, you should try not to do this. If you're going to have Kavanah to buy it, so then just take it. If you have Kavanah to buy it, if you want to give it back, then you're a little stuck. So, okay, so what do you do? Ma'aser, v'nos lo d'me ma'aser. You have to be ma'aser and me call it ma'aser, but then you have to be mashlim the difference of that ma'aser. You can't give back the ma'aser. You have to be, what do you do with the ma'aser? Right? You have to give the ma'aser to all the appropriate people. If it's truma to the Kohen, ma'aser Rishon, ma'aser Sheni, give everything to the proper people. V'nos lo d'me ma'aser. And you have to give the d'me ma'aser to the owner. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish. So the Gemara says, the Gemara, Atum mishum de gamar belibo liknos kandav v'neschayv ma'aser. What? Just because you had kavana, there's no kinyan, right? Kinyan always needs a ma'aser kinyan. Just because you thought to be kona it, that's good enough? Why should that work here? Why should gomer belibo be enough? So Amar Boshia hacha b'yarei shamayim askinan. We're talking about a yarei shamayim. We're talking about somebody who holds himself to a higher standard, not just anyone. Kigon Rav Safra, dekayim benafshe, v'dover emes bilvavo. Like Rav Safra, the Dover Emes Bilvavo, who holds himself to a higher standard. See, even thinking about being Kona'it, that's good enough. Who's Rav Safra? So Rashbam quotes it here. Rashi on the last daf of Makkos also quotes it. It's not in the Gemara. But the story is in Chazal. So here it is. The Rashbam quotes Rav Safra. Havikari Kriyashma. V'yomar le'ahu gavra. Havli iskech. V'kach v'kach mos. Rav Safra was in the middle of saying Kriyashma. And he had, let's say, a beautiful watch. Somebody comes over to him and wants to buy his watch and offers him some money. Rav Safra ignores him because he's saying Kriyashma. So he thinks he's just paying hardball. So he offers him more money and more money and more money. At the end of Kriyashma, Rav Safra says, you know what? I'll sell to you for the original amount. Because it was already gomar, belibi. I already had decided to sell it for that amount. So that's what I am doing. Right, the Rashbam continues, V'savar debishim miyadamim hayashasik, V'helo damim merubim, malacha tfilaso, larasa lakabel, elo b'miyat ma'os harishonos. Bishim degomar b'libo lagnoso. And that's, so somebody on a Rav Safra level would have to do this because of gomar b'libo. But you're right, me'ikra din, it wouldn't be obligatory. Good. Rav Safra is, we get to talk about him every couple of years in the daf. The Rashbam here is a line which lechora Tosfos assumes has to be lav dafka. When Tosfos, let's say you are mafreshit, so what do you have to do? You have to be mafreshit and give the damim to the owner. And what do you do with what you are mafresh? So the Rashbam says, ma'asran v'nosnan lelevi v'nosnan l'damei meiser ma'asran z'moser ba'en. Right? What is meiser? Meiser means meiser rishon pasha. So you give that to the Levi. 1 minute. You have to give that to the Levi. In that case, Tosfos. La'asu yesher mipnei. B'maiser rishon b'maiser ani eno mafchiso. D'bidmai ma'asran v'hein shelo. Ela mafchiso b'maiser sheni shechayv achle b'Yerushalayim. What are we talking about here? We're talking about items that are being sold. So why did the owner take off shumas and maisers? We're talking about demai. If we're talking about demai, so then by demai, if I take off maiser rishon, I have to give that to the levi. Maiser rishon of demai, I'm allowed to keep. There's no iser for a Yisrael to eat Maiser Rishon, unless they're talking about the Trumas Maiser in the Maiser Rishon. But let's assume that the Trumas Maiser is going to the Kohen. The rest of it, I should be able to keep, right? Because Hamas Mechaber Olav Araya, that the Trumas and Maisers, or like at least Maiser Rishon, was not taken off. So, says Tosfos, it doesn't really mean the Maiser Rishon, because that you don't have to give. And the Maiser Ani, you're not Mafris, because also, prove that it wasn't taken off yet. So what we must be talking about is the Maiser Sheni, because that has to be in Yerushalayim, and the Trumas Maiser, which goes to the Kohen. Okay, maybe that's really what the Rashba means deep down. He doesn't specifically specify, maybe give it to the Levi to take off the Trumas Maiser. Okay, either way we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hasiton, Mekaneach Midos V'achad L'Shloshim Yom, other practices for transactions between buyers and sellers. Hasiton, a wholesaler, has to clean off his weights that he uses, his Midos, every 30 days. U'Balabayis Echad L'Shnei Masar Chodesh. So Balabayis, once every 12 months, once a year. Balabayis, there's a discussion whether who uses things more. Right, who uses things more? The Rashbam says the Sitton is a chenvani gadol, that he sells to smaller chenvanim, and mishum shekona harbe chitin b'yachad karlo Sitton, he has to be makarech midosav. Let's read the Mishnah first. The Sitton uses it more than the balabayis, so the Sitton has to do it once every 30 days, because there's more of a chshash of congealing on the bottom and trickery. The balabayis, who doesn't use it as much, only has to do that once every year. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Chilef HaDvarim. Exactly the opposite. Why? The more you use it, the less there's going to be congealing, because it's always used, and if you use it very not often, that's where there's more of a worry. Okay, either way, discussion, machlokas tanon. Chenvani, mekanech midosav, pamayim b'shabbos. A chenvani, right, a sitton is a wholesaler, a balabayis is a private individual, chenvani is a storekeeper, mekanech midosav, pamayim b'shabbos. Twice a week. The Rashbam has 2 days. Is this going like the Tanakhama or like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel? Is it going with the more you use it, so clean it even more, or the less you use it? That's 2 days in the Rashbam here, who he is going like. The first day is like he's like the Tanakhama, that he quotes from his Rebbeim, he doesn't like it. He says, Elanira Dafilu Rosh Hashanah Gamliel mo de bechen vani. Avabisha mocher tadir kimashi no chayavatav gimel tipin nikrash bitocho yoser. Right, because the chenvani, as we had, does not have to give the 3 drops, right, we had yesterday's daf, so that's why we make him clean it off even more. Okay. Umamacha mishkolosa pamachas b'shabbos. And his mishkolos, not his midos, but his mishkolos also have to be cleaned off once a week. Umakanech moznayim al kol mishkal umishkal. The weight actual that he weighs things out, then you don't want anything to be on there before you weigh, because that would be stealing. So before each time you weigh, you have to clean it off. When does this whole discussion apply? Balach, let's only buy moist items, like oil or wine. Aval b'yavesh, but if we're talking about dry items like fruit, or the Rashbam says, like, come on, or pilpilin, so then nothing sticks if it's all dry. Right? So ain't a tzarach, you don't have to clean off anything. Next, v'chayev lachriya lo tefach, and when you sell, and we'll see this is because of the minag hamakom, you have to tilt the scale a tefach l'tovas hakoneh. That was the minag, and that's what you have to do, because that's the minag. Hayashoka lo ayin ba'ayin, if you do it exactly equal, no sin lo gerumin, then you have to make up the difference of the leaning. Gerumin, Rashbam says, is from the Lashon of Hagrama. It's one of the Psulei Shechita. You lean over underneath the one of the simanim. So if you don't do, if you're not machriya, if you don't tilt it, so then you have to make up the difference. Echad la'asara balach ve'echad la'esrim b'yavish. That's how much. One, we'll see what that means. But Pasha's 1 out of 10 for lach, 1 out of 20 for yavish. Magam shenagu lamud bedaka lo yamud bagasa. If there's a minhag to use daka kalim, so then you can't use gasa kalim, bagasa lo yamud bedaka. Limchok lo yigdosh. If the minhag is to give level measures, lo yigdosh, you can't give a heaping measure. Ligdosh lo yimchok. Okay, basically, minhag hamakom. Right, we discussed at the beginning of the 4th parak all the issues of how much is this umdina, how much is this takanas chazal, but a lot of it has to do with what the minhag hamakom is. Minani mili. How do I know that there is a chiyuv to be rashbam? Kasalka daitok de boy ahad de tzorach lachriya tefach. Right, the Havamin is that is there a source that you have to always be machriya l'tovas ha'kone? Amrei Shlakish, da'amar kra, even shlema v'tzedek. What do you need that extra word for in Kiseitse? You have to have complete and righteous and consistent stones. Tzadik mishalcha v'teinlo. It means tzadik mishalcha. Tzedek is extra, go above and beyond for the buyer. Ihachi hema seifa. So what about the next line? Hayashoke lo ayin ba'ayin, nosen legirumim. V'achra daraisa, hechi yov le ayin ba'ayin. If achra is daraisa, what do you mean? If you do ayin ba'ayin. You're not allowed to do ayin ba'ayin. You're not allowed to do equal if it's a din daraisa. So Gemara says, you're right. You don't need a pasik. It's based on minog. Ela reisha b'makam shenagu. Right, the first line where it says you have to be machriya. That's in a case where the minog is to be machriya. V'chi itmar d'reish lakish ha-seifa itmar. Reish lakish is din about tzadeik. That's going on the next line. Hayashok elo ayin ba'ayin nosin lo gerumin. Mino animili. How do you know? You steal. Even if it's equal, you're supposed to give a little bit. L'tovas of the kone. Mino animili. Amar reish lakish damakra v'tzadeik. Tzadeik mishalcha v'tein lo. You should always give a little more. L'tovas ha-kone. V'kama gerumin. Amar rav bar marmol. Amar rav. How much is it? Echan me'asara belitra bilach la'asara litrin. So it's not just one-tenth, as the Mishnah might have been interpreted. It really means one-tenth of a litra for each 10, which is 1/100th. That's really how much has to be the leaning. Number one. Echal asara belach ve'echal esrim b'yavish v'chulu. Okay, so now that we've just said that one-tenth in the Mishnah by lach really means 1/100th, what does the 1/120th in the Mishnah mean? By Yavish. Ibai lehu. Hechi ka'amar. Echan me'asara balach la'asara delach. Ve'echan me'esrim b'yavish la'esrim d'yavish. Do you say 1/10th of 10 is parallel to 1/120th of 20, which would mean 1/400th when it comes to Yavish? O Dilma, or does the 1/10th in the first line go on both of them? It's 1/10th of 10 and 1/10th of 20. O Dilma, echan me'asara la'asara delach, ula esrim diyavesh, which is 1/200th. So teku, so that is unanswered how to understand the Mishnah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Levi, we get into some halachic agarata. Kasha onshan shel midos yoser mionshan shel arayas. Ripping people off, not having proper weights and measures, in a sense is even worse then Gili Arayis. Shezeh nomar bohen el, vezeh nomar bohen ele. Because when it says the word these, it says the word el by Arayos and by weights and measures, it says ele, an extra letter. An extra letter. What's the extra letter? The hey, the Marsha says hey symbolizes tshuva. Symbolizes the power that you have to use. The world was created with a hay. It lives open to be able to do tshuva. That's why hay is open at the bottom and on the side. The marshal goes into the ramazim of the letter, the difficulty of tshuva. But that's why it says, that's the hay. Umay mashma dahai el kashehu. How do you know that having the word el or ela is a lashon of difficulty and seriousness? Dechsiv es eli haaretz lakach. Says the Gemara, Gabe Arayas Nami Aksiv Eila. But the Arayas also has a hay. Another, Toevo Se'ela. Ha'ulimute midos mikaris. No, that Eila is just to exclude that there's no Isser Kares for midos. These Arayos get Kares, but not midos. Says the Gemara, Elamayot Fayu. Okay, so if midos don't get Kares, only Arayas, so in what way is midos more chamor? Says the Gemara, Dehasam Efshar Bitshuva. Vahachalo Efshar Bitshuva. Over there by Arayos, Efshar B'tshuva. The Tosfos here has 2 days. Does that mean even if there's a mamzer? Doesn't the Mishnah say in Chagiga, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon? If there's mamzeris, the Tosfos here has 2 days here. Whether this is talking about even if there's mamzeris or not. But, but what's the emphasis? Lo Efshar B'tshuva. If I steal from the Rabbim, what am I supposed to do? I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to start. Right, it's impossible to repent in this case. Yes, the Gemara says elsewhere, do something for the Rabbim, because you stole from the Rabbim. But who says that Rabbim is exactly the Rabbim that you stole from? So that's why it's somewhat impossible to do tshuva for that. The Rashbam says in the wide lines, Efshar le b'tshuva, Arayis mo'elis tshuva, i'avid le tshuva ma'al yisa. Did siv shuvu banim shovavim erpam mishuvo seichem? Because the Gemara in Makis kol chayvi krisus shalaku niftru mide krisasan avomidos shegozel as harabim iefshalo b'tshuva shei tshuvaso tsluya b'shavas gzeila. Right? You don't get tshuva until Veishav is Akzela. V'u'eni yodeh l'miyachzir. V'yavagad y'arminan yaseh ben tzorchei rabim, einzu tshuva ma'alya. Me'achar she'enu meishu l'bayla me'la shabir lo amutav. Look, what else should you do? Okay, do something for the rabim. But that's not really ultimate tshuva, and therefore, that's why, in one sense, it is more chamer. The hafla discusses, but afal pikein, there's no kares. So how can you still say that midos is more chamor? Right, if there's no kares, right, the aflon yivam estaf chafalov. So he gives two answers. First answer, adarabba, no. Kares, as we know from elsewhere, sometimes an onesh brings kapara. Right, we know from, if you remember, the Kesef Mishnah by Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa, quotes the smag about molech. If somebody gives some of their kids to molech, they're chayav misa. But if they give all their kids to molech, they're not chayav misa. Sanhedrin. Masecha Sanhedrin. What? God will have no mitzvah. Says the smag, because if you give all your kids, forget it. We're not going to give you the chance to get a kapara through misa. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says by Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. And that is what the Aflah says maybe here. You rip, midos. Don't think that your parnasa is in, you think your parnasa is in your control by doing this. So that is something that is, very chamer. And this relates to the Netziv. The Netziv here is amazing. Says the Netziv on that pasuk in Parsha Kiseitse, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir 2 years ago, says the Netziv, there are really three types of Averos. Gili Arayis Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim, those are really three categories of Averis. What's the root of Averis? Why would somebody do an Avera? He says, number one, because of Kfira. Kfira, lack of Emuna. That's one reason we might do an Avera, and that's Avodah Zarah. That's the Rosh of that is Avodah Zarah. Number two, Hiskabris HaTaiva. I can't control myself. Right, Taiva. That's Gili Arayis. And number three, Hiskabris HaKa'as. Right, I lose control. Anger, midos ra'os, right? And that, of course, is shvichas damim at its worst. So, the rosh, shebeheder emuna, huavada zara. The rosh of taiva is gilei arayis. The rosh of midos ra'os is shvichas damim. So out of those three, which is at root the worst reason for doing an avera? They're all bad. Which is the worst? The first one, kfira, right? The kfiras. That's why, in a sense, avodah zara is the worst out of the big three. Midos is a, even though on the surface it just looks like stealing, midos is a function of avodah zarah. Because you are thinking, we are thinking that Hashem is not in control. I could rip people off and be in control of my parnasa. So really that's an anaf of avodah zarah. While gili arayis is category two. Says the Netziv, that's what the Gemara means. Godal midos yoser megili arayis. Yes, of course, Gilei Arayis is terrible, and that's the Rosh of Category 2. But Midos is at least an Anaf of Category 1. And in that way, it is, in that sense, it is more Chamor. Aval Osa Mishkal Osheker, Eino Miderach Taiva, Aval Chisaran Emunah Bashem, even if somebody loves money, but ultimately he's doing this because he thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge. Umefarnes Bashkacha Pratas Levi Maisav, Arizah Begeder Avodah Zarah. And Mikomakam Chomer Migili Arayis Shu Rosh Piraos Hataiva. That's the Netziv here in Parshas Kiseitse. Good. Again, there's so much to talk about here. Just to mention one other line here. He says, why don't you say then that Midos gets Kares because of Kal V'Chomer? If Midos is more Chomer and Arayis gets Kares, so Midos is Ein Onshin Min Adin. Says the Rashbam here, you can't give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer, which we've discussed at length in the past. You know, what's the svara for that? Is there a svara for that? But that is related to Efshar B'Tshuva or Lo Efshar B'Tshuva. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll start tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with Rebbe Levi, which talks about... let's just read one more line. I'm Rebbe Levi. Kasha Gezel Hedyo Yosem Gezel Gavoa. Stealing from a fellow Jew is even more chamer from the Isser of Mi'ilah than stealing from Hashem. Interesting, Mi'ilah here is called Gezel Gavoa. That itself is a Chakira. Whether Mi'ilah is a form of Gezel or Bizayan Hektish, here is called Gezel Gavoa. Why? If you look in the Parsha, the end of Parsha's Vayikra, right, when it talks about stealing from your friend, Asham Gezelos, right, there's a different formulation, Asham Gezelos and Asham Mi'ilos, right next to each other. So, there are two verbs used for each one, Moel and Chata. But what's the order that is used by each one? So here, when it comes to Gezel Hedyot, Chet comes before Mi'ila. As if to say, you sin the second that you decide that you're going to do it. By Mi'ila, Mi'ila comes first. Not until you do it is it a violation of Mi'ila. So, again, just like we just said, that stealing from a friend is E'efshar b'tshuva. Rabbi Levi quotes another chamor idea about stealing from a hedyot. It's even more chamor than stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue the next Rabbi Levi tomorrow's daf.